For all your steel supplies, it has to be Centurion Steel. Centurion.com.au.
G'day, it's Tex Walker from the Crows.
Come on. Let's talk
about Tex.
Good morning, Tex. How are you?
Morning, Dits, Loz and Roo.
Now, a bit of a sad day yesterday. First of all, let's hear from Rory Sloane. Here he is addressing the players.
It's because you love what you do. You cherish all those moments in the locker rooms, the moments on the ground, the moments training together, the hard moments, the enjoyment of those wins after games. It's more that realisation. You've got to let that go. But that's probably why I'm going to stick around and hang out the rest of the year.
Have to nearly be the perfect teammate, wouldn't he?
Not have to be, he is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect club
A lot of
person.
Pollen yesterday, Roo. A lot of pollen. Yeah, I don't know where to start with Sloane. He's, you know, I've been there with him for 16 years. You just knew every single time you ran out the race, you never had to worry about Sloane because you just knew exactly what you were going to get. And it's funny, like he addressed the group yesterday and said, all I wanted to do was play hard footy, be a better run defensively, run out defensively. And when I got the opportunity, I want to finish my work. That's what I wanted to be known as. I'm like, mate, if you could write your script, that's exactly how you'd write it. Like, he's the most honest footballer I've ever played with.
Tough,
hard. Just knew when the moment was there, he had to stand up. And then, obviously, our families have become very close away from footy and within footy as well. And, yeah, it's very sad that he's finishing. Like, I don't get to play with him one more time. He doesn't get to kick to me one more time. We don't get to celebrate one more time. But I'm looking forward to, you know, we've both got caravans now and we're going to go and make a lot of memories doing caravanning around Australia.
Oh, God.
Trying to explain to my boys last night that Rory's retiring, and I said to Sonny and Bodie yesterday, you better come down the rooms, otherwise I'm going to have two very, very sad boys.
Hugo
and Louis. So, no, he's just a beautiful human. So is Belle. And their four kids there, we've created so many memories, but so many more to come.
Just imagine in years to come, you're having a quiet time in the caravan park and the Walkers and the Sloanes pull up next to you.
Someone throws a footy out.
Bloody hell.
How good would that be? Hey,
gotta be kidding.
Caravan park.
Loz, I know you agree with this. Go back, a couple of years. That photo of your two little boys is still one of the greatest photos I've ever seen in sport when they're in the change room.
We've got that hanging up at home. So does Sloane and Belle, but... they're just...
Oh, so cute.
The kids are now at the age like, can we go to AFL Max with the Sloanes? Can we go down to the Sloanes? Like, can we go down there and play and have dinner? Can we go to the beach? They just love them. And, yeah, it's very sad, but it's one of those things you look back and go, wow, how lucky were we as a family of the Adelaide Footy Club to have such an amazing human to represent our footy club. And, you know, all our young kids have been able to come and develop and grow through our footy club and have an idol like Sloane.
And he got everything out of his body, and that's all you can ask. He tried to milk it right at the end. He said he was that close to playing again, and he wanted to play on again last year and even the year before that when he did his knee. Lots of people wanted to write him off and retire him, but I think champions like Rory Sloane get to decide when they retire. And I think, you know, even though the supporters out there saying, well, he should have retired last year, he hasn't done anything this year. Well, he has a huge amount of influence around the club at the moment. And he's going to continue for the rest of this year. And I think even if he doesn't play a game, he's worth more than pick 80 for 12 months.
Worth more than that. Yeah. He's had an amazing career and got every bit of talent, hard work out of himself. Is I love him.
That clash with Dangerfield in the 2017 prelim, I reckon, is one of the most iconic moments. And the photo of him standing up on his knees and Danger flat on his back. I reckon that is just an iconic picture in football.
Oh, bloody oath.
Courageous. Tex Walker's in the studio. We'll talk showdown in just a moment.
We will. And we'll get his joke of the week. Remember last week he said this joke.
Well, did you know Sylvester Stallone? He's on his third marriage.
Really?
Is he?
Yep. But I guess his first one was Rocky. And his second one was Rocky too.
Oh, no. That was an absolute cracker. I couldn't stop laughing for ages. And then I heard Bill's joke the day before.
Did you know that Sylvester Stallone, Jim?
Oh, my God.
Well, it's hard to get out. It's just stupid.
Sylvester Stallone.
Stallone.
It's not hard to get out.
Was married three times?
No.
Three times, Jim. His first marriage was Rocky. And his second marriage was Rocky too.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, Ted?
You sure it was the day before or day after?
No,
it was
the day before.
I'm not sure about that.
Sandra Sully.
Speaking of Sandra Sully, she's
conned up a little
bit. Anyway. Tex. All right, big build up to a Thursday showdown. What do you think about a Thursday night, Tex?
Oh, I love it. Yeah? Love Thursday nights. Yeah, the weekend comes quicker. Everyone's overworked by Thursday, aren't they? So
have the weekend off.
Have the weekend off. And I'm actually heading to Sydney Friday.
What are you doing in Sydney?
Well, my old man got inducted into the New South Wales Hall of Fame. So
really?
My brother, sister and I are all going to...
For football or just...
For footy, yeah.
Great. The whole state.
So we're all going to go over
for
Friday.
Being Texas dad.
Yeah.
So do you mean the whole of New South Wales?
Yeah.
Gee, that's good.
Yeah.
Wow. So
and they do it in Sydney?
It's in Sydney. There's a dinner on Friday night. So we'll get the win Thursday and head over with a big smile on my face.
So he's the most talented man in your family then, isn't he?
Second.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Now, after that's debatable.
Showdown's 27-0 after 54 games.
Yeah. Is it really
27-0? Crows have won three of the last four to get it even.
Yeah.
And Port are slight favourites this week.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, you'd say maybe big favourites, Port Adelaide, but the last couple of weeks, they've come back a peg or two and now a couple of injuries. You've got to be confident coming into the game.
Yeah, well, I think over the past month, albeit we haven't had the results we wanted, I think we've started to play a lot better footy. And on the weekend, we we certainly saw the way we wanted to play. So, yeah, I'm confident going into Sunday night.
Tuesday.
I won't be there if it's Sunday. On Thursday night.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's going to be a great contest. We always know showdowns, no matter where Port or Crows are on the ladder, it's always a great contest. So I'm sure we'll put on a great display Thursday night.
Yep, definitely. No
Smith
doubt about
and
that.
Berry back, you think? Or opportunities to come back, both of those?
Yeah, we'll have a little run around tomorrow. So we'll assess them tomorrow. And Buttsy had a good one in the, the reserves on the weekend. So, yeah, it's getting hard at selection for us, which we probably haven't had this year.
Good to get a few blokes back.
I must say a big thank you to you, Christopher.
Are you going
to
be nice to me?
Once.
You're
this
kidding.
Is for once and once
only.
You organised for me and a couple of the boys to meet and greet Bryson DeChambeau.
Yep.
On Thursday last week down
at
the Grange Golf Club. And the whole time that you'd been organising, I was saying to Ellie, I was saying to the boys, we might be getting stitched up. We might be getting stitched up.
Oh, yeah.
And I was telling them the story, and they're like, and they were looking at me like, you're getting stitched up the whole time. But I was like, nah, I trust Dits, and you come through, mate. And I want to say a big thank you. You're a beautiful man.
No, so I'm glad you got.
Much for
well, the, do you know the backstory, which is really nice, I reckon.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'm a Port man. I love my Port Adelaide, but because I play at Grange, a couple of greenkeepers contacted me and said, Bryson DeChambeau 12 months ago wanted to go to the Crows, but you weren't playing at home that weekend. Wanted to go and meet the players, go for a tour of the facilities. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's how this all came about, that he actually wanted to meet you, bloke. So I think it's great. And you gave him a Guernsey, didn't you?
We did. Yeah. Well, he played in the Brad, who played in the Pro-Am with him last year, they were playing the hole that ran along the back of Westlakes where we train. And he was like, oh, who's that over there?
That's how it all came about. Yeah.
And Brad and Steve, Steve
Ozzie? Steve Osborne, who's sorted it all out,
They were great fellas, really good fellas. So we'll have to have a round of golf there one day.
Yeah.
Can we play together? We've been organised.
You are the most annoying golfer I've ever played with, though. Yeah. Lozzie talks in your backswing. There's no etiquette. He does everything wrong. He's shocking.
Tex, you've got to have
laughs at every shot I play. Hopes
Serena.
I miss it.
Welcome to Live Golf.
Yeah.
In the playoff hole, they're all booing the opposition. Yeah. And everyone
Didn't someone get thrown on the green from the watering hole I saw?
Yeah, that was Lucas Herbert's caddy. He got a full water bottle thrown.
I saw that.
It wasn't good. Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah. Anyway, Tex, play well Thursday night. Not too well, but just play well.
Give us a gag before you go. Hopefully Bill hasn't used it yesterday.
Is this original material?
Well, you know, I like writing books. I like reading them.
Writing books?
Yeah, I'm writing a book about reverse psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy it.
Oh, that's very deep for you.
Yeah. It is.
See you, team.
See you, mate.
Good luck. It's Roo, Dits, Loz and Tex Walker there on Triple M.